This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
92.5 WB, Rochester's new country.
Okay, Bo, why are you crying?
Well, I'm not crying right now. A little flashback Friday picture on our Facebook. Yes, I am crying because I'm on Santa's lap. The jolly fellow scared me when I was a kid. Many kids are crying, all stressed out. And, you know, parents want that picture. Well, right. My mom got me when I was a little one. That's little Bo there. And in my family, my daughters had no problem getting on there and telling Santa what they wanted. My son cried like I did. So in our family, maybe it was the boys weren't into the jolly
fellow.
Must
have been, I don't know, something about the beard and the... He is a little... Some Santas are a little wackier looking than others. You know what I mean? So I'm looking at the one here on our Facebook page that you're talking about. And I was like, yeah, he's not as jolly looking. He's a little... he's a little scary. Yeah, I had a... My daughter, I had one daughter who refused to get on Santa's lap, but it's not that she wasn't scared of him.
So she wasn't crying. She just refused to get on?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she claimed he smelled like pee.
Oh!
And she said it very loudly, and I was like, okay, fine, let's go, let's go. And she was like, he smells like pee! I am not getting on his lap! I was like, fine,
no.
Okay, come on, let's go.
Hang on a second here. You know, with all the kids, who knows how many kids were before her? Maybe some leaky diaper. Maybe the poor guy. Maybe the poor jolly fellow did smell like it. So.
Oh, I'm sure he did, but you don't. It was a lesson in, you know, time and place.
Yes.
So I used that as a learning lesson, but not after it was announced to the entire... half the mall that Santa smelled like pee.
And the rest of the parents behind are like, what?
I know.
What's
I'm like, on? We're leaving. Don't worry. We're going. Picture today.
We got some Febreze, some Lysol, help out. Hey, it's Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make it lucky for you. We got winning all morning long. We're going to start next rock. Lights. Oh, yeah. Could be you winning that whole carload. 25 WB, Rochester's new country with your B Morning Coffee Club. So you're madly in love. You got a soulmate, a partner, but sometimes they get on your last nerve. They screw you over. My wife yells at me all the time about piles of clothes. Hang them up or put them in the dirty wash. And I go, well, I could wear that one again. I could wear that again. I have my clothes that I could wear again.
Okay.
I don't think they're that bad. Man. Yeah. I could wear those jeans again. I could wear that hoodie again.
So they're not clean, but they're not dirty?
Exactly. I could wear them again.
It's the purgatory pile.
She's like, well, then just hang it up. Just get your piles under control.
Hangers are for the clean clothes.
Exactly.
And the hampers for the dirty. These are waiting. These are in waiting. So that's what my pile is. Oh, man.
Drives her crazy.
I bet. I got in my car late for work because I get in my car in my driveway. No idea that I have to go and stop at a gas station because someone, Steve, ran all the gas out of my car.
What?
I didn't have that much to begin with. But you know my schedule in the morning. I think he sometimes forgets, of course. I would be just as bad if the tables were turned. But when you put that car in the driveway, whoever has it last at night has to have enough gas for me to get here and at least home in the morning.
And if you had a run, and we're not hating on you for being a little late, it's Steve's fault. You had to get gas.
Isn't it always Steve's fault? Yeah. I always find a way. That's the joke.
Yeah. I see the pattern forming there.
I blame Steve.
Yeah. If you're in a driveway, you're getting that dinging going into the driveway. You need gas, so why don't you just put it in reverse, go fill it up for your honey?
Well, it was probably late, but that leaves me looking for a gas station that's open before 5 a.m.,
right.
Which around me, there's one that I kind of got to go out of the way for.
No,
I don't know. I mean,
gas.
It's not a big deal, but it's just that little bit more to make you late.
You know what, though? He could be the hero. Prince Charming by going and filling up your tank and leaving a little sticky with a heart. Tank full. Have a great day.
I don't even need a sticky.
Okay.
If I came out to the driveway and I was surprised with a full tank of gas, let me tell you something. There's nothing better.
Romance.
There is no better surprise. I don't need flowers. I don't need diamonds. Baby needs a full tank of gas.
There you go.
And that's all I need.
Okay. Let's make that part of the world's easiest contest. Get you and your family carload to the 2024 Holiday Light Show at Victor Hills. Call number 19. You know how we do this. The world's easiest contest. So we tell you the answer. All she wants. It'll spark romance. She don't need candles. No Barry Whites. No wine. She
don't
wants
bother.
A full tank of gas. That's all she wants from her man. That's what you got to tell us. It's that easy. If you call number 19, 585-252-WBEE to win. 92.5 WBEE, Rochester's new country. TJ Bo, producer Hope. Unfortunately, Hope is still out. She's battling that fever. Well,
she wanted to come in today, yeah. And we were like, no.
I still have a fever. I'm coughing.
You guys, I'm ready to come back. It doesn't sound like you are.
No.
Nope. Why don't you just call it a week? And we'll see you Monday.
And honestly, because we don't want to catch it, and it just starts going around.
Just the timing of it would just stink. You know, this close to Christmas. Ain't nobody got time to be sick.
We're going to get more into that and how maybe you could prevent getting sick and keeping warm today. It's only 15 right now. Start your morning 15. So that's coming up absolutely next. Right now, Zach, Henrietta, thanks for checking in. The world's easiest contest. So TJ says, I don't need candles, I don't need wine, I don't need massages to be romantic. What do I want for romance?
You want the full tank of gas.
Yeah!
That is so hot. Full tank of gas, baby. Zach, congratulations. You got a car load of tickets for you and up to six friends to experience the Holiday Light Show at Victor Hills. If you love looking at Christmas lights, you are going to love this. Tickets are on sale now at roclights.com, but you just want a carload, so please go enjoy them.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much. That's going to be really fun.
And tell everybody you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
I love the Deep Morning Club. You guys are funny. Keeps me not focused on my long commute, and enjoy the music.
How long do you got to drive every day?
40 minutes. I drive from Williamson out to West Henrietta.
All right. Well, thanks for taking us along with you. Have you ever won with us before?
I don't think I have, actually.
First time winner! 92.5 WBE, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We're definitely keeping you warm this morning, and especially on a Friday 13th with concert tickets, Megan Maroney tickets coming up for you at 7:25. But right now, it's 15 degrees. What's your go-to to stay warm today? What did you break out?
Oh, my husband is going to love this. It is an Irish Donegal tweed newsboy cap, and my whole family picked on me when I bought it. It's made of straight up wool from Ireland, and you should have seen how hot it was the day I found it at the New York State Fair. It was one of those like made in Ireland little things inside.
Uh-huh.
And so there we are. It is, I'm not kidding, 100 degrees at the New York State Fair that day in August.
But you knew.
And I was like, but somewhere down
cold.
The line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I can't even touch that. I can't even look at you. Try it on. Like, it is so stifling hot. But boy, is that thing awesome.
The Irish
cold.
Cap.
Yeah.
Covers the ears and everything.
Straight up wool.
Yeah. Okay. All right. How about you? What is your go-to today? I mean, 15 degrees right now. What are you breaking out to guarantee to keep yourself warm? Let us know. 585-252-WBEE.